there are some lessons you have learned the hard way, that it is vital that you not forget those lessons if you're going to move on to your next season.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halyk. So glad to be your host today. I am here in the studio with author and senior pastor of New Life Community Church, Pastor Mark Jobe. Pastor Mark, thank you for today's message out of Deuteronomy 8. There's a lot of us listening today, and we are looking for the way forward. We're looking for what God wants to do next with us. But in today's message, you're going to share that perhaps the way forward is taking a look back.
That's right. You know, I've entitled this message, Refresh Your Memory. And I've discovered in my own life that there's some powerful, deep, sometimes painful lessons that God has taught me that with time, they get a little bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
My heart sort of forgets what God taught me. And I've learned that lessons learned in pain but forgot in success will circle back to have to teach you again.
Mm.
And so there's some people here that God is speaking to you about, hey, refresh your memory. Do not forget what God has taught you. There's some people right now that are listening to this message that you may be about to make a decision or a huge mistake because you've forgotten what 5 years ago God taught you with so much pain and grace and gentleness. And you need your memory needs to be stirred again, refreshed again.
Yeah, that's great. We're learning from the people of God in Deuteronomy chapter 8. As they are on the precipice of a new season. And friends, as you listen, you may be there as well. So may this message refresh your heart. It's called Refresh Your Memory, Deuteronomy chapter 8. If you'd like to hear more messages or download our free Straight Talk app, go to PastorMarkJobe.com, J-O-B-E, PastorMarkJobe.com, and you can download that for free. Let's get into the message.
Today I want to talk to you about refreshing your memory. How many of you feel like, hey man, the older I get, man, my memory's starting to slip a little bit. Go ahead, admit a little bit. Admit a little bit. Have you had one of those moments you say, hey, hold on. Whoa, that's scary. My wife and I kind of joke around with each other and say, whoa, that's scary. The other day, I have driving glasses that I put on. When I'm driving, especially at night or in the evening time. And so the other day I was getting ready to go somewhere. My wife was upstairs and I said, honey, have you seen my glasses? I got to find them right now. I got to go. She said, no. I said, check on the counter. Check on the dresser upstairs. You sure they're not there? No, I don't see them. I'm like, where did I leave my glasses? And then I went like this and realized I have my glasses on me. And I thought, uh-oh, this is getting scary. This is getting scary. You know, your memory sometimes isn't functioning at full capacity. My wife was, this is kind of funny, sad a little bit. We were just at a funeral this past weekend in Iowa, and there was a lot of older people at the funeral, just some precious people that were there. And my wife started talking to a lady that didn't know her, and she was a sweet little lady, and she was saying that she had been married for many, many years, and her husband had died a few years ago, and she misses him and so forth. And my wife said, oh, wow, that's so sad. She said, what was his name? And she says, Levi. And my wife was saying, it was an awkward moment, like, wow, she couldn't remember the name. I said, I hope you do better than that, honey, when I pass away. I'm Mark, Michael, one of those guys. But the memory's an interesting thing, and we all have what we call memory joggers, things that remind us to remember something that's important. Sometimes it's a sound, sometimes it's an image, sometimes it's a, well, when I got in my car today, I got in getting ready to drive, I took out of the driveway, and my car goes ding, 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 this annoying ding. My wife always looks over to me and says, put your seatbelt on. And it's the ding, ding, ding reminding me, hey, it's really important to put your seatbelt on. Don't forget about it. It's a reminder that there's something important that I need to do, not forget about. I have a calendar on my smartphone, and I have a reminder ahead of my appointment so that I won't forget that I have an appointment coming up, and it pops up on my screen, and it's basically telling me, hey, don't forget. It's really important that you don't forget. I have a picture in my office of my father who passed away 22 years ago. I chose it carefully. It's a picture of him in Chile. He was a missionary with a horse named Trompo, and he's saddling up the horse because I want to remember, hey, my dad was a pioneer maverick, gave up everything to go to a different country to help people out on mission. And when I start complaining about situation, I want to remember, hey, don't be afraid to risk. Don't be afraid to sacrifice. So I have that picture there to remind me, hey, life is short. Live it all out. It's a reminder. 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, I put this little band on. It says, be the change. And we started 3 years ago challenging everybody, hey, we want to be a change. We don't want to talk about the problems just. We don't want to complain about the neighborhoods in Chicago. We don't want to just complain about the state of affairs. We want to actually make a change and be the change. And part of what we're doing is creating a building here with the capacity to minister to more people and children. And so we started a building project, and I said, I'm not going to take this off until we finish our building project. Man, this is getting old on me now. And so I want to talk to you about memory today, because the passage of scripture I'm going to is Deuteronomy chapter 8. And in Deuteronomy, the word remember comes up 16 times. Remember, 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 remember. Don't forget. Ding, 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 ding. Don't forget. And I felt compelled to preach on this passage because I believe there are some lessons you have learned the hard way that it is vital, essential, that you not forget those lessons if you're going to move on to your next season. If you leave the lesson behind you and you start forgetting some of the lessons that you learned in the crucible of pain, then some of you will be stuck in an old season, not because God doesn't want you in a new season, but because you forgot the lessons you learned in the past season. Some of us, what holds us back really from moving on to the next season where God wants us to be, is that we start forgetting the lessons we learned, the painful, hard, difficult ways. Life gets easier. It's a little smoother. You're not on your knees crying out right now. You're not in a crisis mode. It feels like it was a long time ago, and it's easy to start forgetting those lessons that you learned. Those crucial, powerful lessons that when God brought you through them, you were like, wow, this is life-changing. But now it's a distant memory. It's faded a little bit. And so the people of Israel, that's why you should listen. I believe some of you are stuck in an old season because you've forgotten a lesson that God taught you in pain. And God says, I can't take you to the new season until you remember, remember, remember the lessons that I've taught you. And so this is a ding, ding wake up call. This is an important moment. This is a memory jogger. And I hope that as you leave this place today, you will have rehearsed some of those lessons. You will have remembered some of those lessons that have become a little bit faded in your mind so that God can take you where he wants to take you. Deuteronomy chapter 8. We find the people of Israel. They're camped on the east side, the eastern bank of the Jordan River. They've been through a lot. They experienced 400 years of slavery, brutal slavery. They were miraculously set free through Moses from the oppression of the Egyptians. They had a slavery mentality still, though, and as God was trying to take them to the promised land, their slavery mentality kept them from embracing the land that God had for them. And so they had to take a 40-year detour. Now, I've taken some detours in my life. A couple hour detours. But 40 years is a long, long detour. If you were to go in a straight line from where they were to the promised land that God had said, this is yours. I'm going to give you a new season, a new life, a new place, a different way of living. I have something in store for you. If they would have gone in a straight line, it would have been a very short trip. But because they hesitated when they came up, because they doubted, because they questioned, because they did not trust the promises of God, they found themselves going in circles in the desert, in the wilderness for 40 years. And finally, they're back at the crossing line called the Jordan River on this side. The promised land is a stone throw away. And now God pauses to speak to them again. About, he could talk to them about anything he wants to talk to them about. But his main message is, I don't want you to forget. I want you to remember, remember, remember. It's important. I want to jog your memory, because if I can't jog your memory, if you don't remember, then you can't cross. Then the very things I want to give you, you're going to lose. What I want you to have, you're not going to get. What I'm leading to you, you're going to self-sabotage if you don't remember the lessons that you've learned the hard way. So if you take your Bibles, turn to Deuteronomy. By the way, I know some of you are new to your Bibles. It's that big old dusty book that's on your grandmother's shelf. This is called a Bible, 66 books. We preach out of it every time we're here. And again, I don't want to make you feel bad if you don't know how to handle your Bible. Most Americans don't. Most Americans have a Bible, but have done very little reading in their Bible. And so, but if you're at this church here, we value the Bible. We study the Bible. We break down the Bible. This is not a soup for the soul pep talk about nice ideas on Sunday morning. This is a study of the Word of God that we believe has the power to transform lives, because they are eternal principles that apply to, yeah, our Instagram, Snapchat, smartphone, iPhone 10 society that we live in. How about it? So I've discovered, well, really, as we reach this crossing road to go to the promised land, as some of you are stuck in a season that you're looking at, that God is taking you to, there's two types of people. There's the rememberers and there's the forgetters. The forgetters get stuck for a long time, or cross over and get sabotaged. The rememberers, they can keep moving on ahead. And so I want to read to you in verse 1 of Deuteronomy chapter 8. It says, be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today. Remember, they're sitting there, a whole bunch of them, looking at where God is taking them. And he says, I want you to be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live, yeah, not die, and increase, yeah, so that you're growing, and may enter and possess the land the Lord has promised on an oath to your ancestors. Hey, if you want to take what God has given you, if you want to live, if you want to grow, if you want to increase, if you want to break the cycle, cross the line, enter into your God-given destiny, then you need to remember this. He's telling these people.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Refresh Your Memory. It's from our current series called See the Change. And after tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message and give you some information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 10 through 20. Pastor Mark's message, Refresh Your Memory.
And he says, I want you to, in verse 2, he says, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. You know, one scholar said that God's character is God gives and he forgives. But a lot of us as people, we get and we forget. And if we forgot what God has taught, if you forgot what God has taught you, and that it is he who has brought you, then you will end up going back to the land of slavery. And that's why you need to listen today, because I've seen people go back to the land of slavery. I've seen people forget the lessons that God taught them, and within a few years, they're back in the place that they started when God found them. They're in reverse mode. Instead of moving forward in their walk, in their life, in their marriage, in their family, in their destiny, it feels like they're in reverse and going back. Not because God wants them back, because they forgot the lessons, and so they drift back in reverse mode to where God took them out of. You know, some of you are very close to the line of slavery. God taught, God got you out. He liberated you, cleaned you up, taught you what it was to break chains. Showed you that there's a new cycle that you could have in your life. Broke some of the unforgiveness in your life. Taught you that what you were raised with wasn't always what God has for you. Broke down some of the barriers that you had. Redefined who you were as a man. Gave you a new identity as a woman. Gave you a vision for fatherhood and for marriage and for your life and your calling and your destiny. And you were moving forward in first or second, third gear, moving forward, but then you started forgetting. Forgetting those painful lessons, those powerful truths. And you start drifting back slowly, close to the line of the slavery that God brought you out of. And I've seen some that they drift back into slavery, and I run into them and say, "Hey, what happened to you? You're as bad or worse than when God first touched your life." And God is speaking to the people of Israel about this. He's saying, "Hey, I taught you some lessons, some powerful lessons in pain. I don't want you to forget these lessons. These are some lessons you learned the hard way." And he says, God led you into the wilderness these 40 years to humble you and test you in order to know what was in your heart. And whether you would keep his commands or not. My 18-year-old son, Grant, when he was in grade school and then a couple years in high school, he was in wrestling. And so I would go to all his wrestling meets and I would watch him and hear the coach talk to him. And when he first started wrestling, he had the habit, like a lot of new wrestlers, that he would reach back. You know, someone's on your back trying to get you, so you kind of reach back to try to do something. And if you know wrestling, you don't reach back. Because the moment you reach back, there's leverage. And always, when they get that arm, you're done. So that you don't reach back. So when he was going into his wrestling matches, I would remind him, "Hey, Grant, remember the last time you reached back and you got pinned? And you're right before the wrestling match, you know, there's adrenaline pumping, there's intensity in their face, they're dressed up to wrestle." And he's going, and I would kind of come up beside him. "Hey, Grant, okay, you ready for this? Hey, you're a winner, you can do this, come on. Just remember what you practice. Don't forget what you practice. Remember, don't make those mistakes that you made before. We've talked you through this. Grant, remember, look at me. "Yeah, Dad." You know, it's his eyes of a guy ready to go. "Remember, Grant, don't reach back." What I'm telling him is you're about to enter into a new battle. This is a new battle. Don't forget the lesson that got you pinned last time. Don't forget that last time you made a mistake and you got pinned. Don't make it a second time. It was painful. You didn't want to lose. Don't forget what God taught you in the wilderness. Don't forget the painful lessons you've been through, that God had to humble you, test your heart, go through a difficult time. When you cried out to God, where there was pain and tears, where you wondered, "God, how am I going to get through this?" Do not forget the lessons that God taught you. That's exactly what God is saying to the people of Israel. He said, "Remember how the Lord led you all the way into the wilderness these 40 years. You see, the lessons learned in pain, but forgot in success, will circle back to teach you again. The lessons you learn in pain, if you forget them when success comes, then that lesson will have to be learned again in another painful moment. And God is telling Israel this time, hey, I'm leading you. I'm guiding you. I hope you've learned, but I'm jogging your memory. What had God taught them on the journey? Notice these words, I humbled you. Hey, no, never pray to be humbled. How about it? I made a mistake a couple times, Lord, humble my heart. And then like a few months later, I'm going through a real rough time. God, why are you doing this to me? And it brings it back to my mind. You asked to be humbled. Man, humbling is hard. It's tough. Humbling means I come to a point where I acknowledge I don't have the brains, the power, the strength, the ability, the resources to do this on my own. I need a power that is greater than me, stronger than me, wiser than me. I cannot do it. So in my weakness, I call out to someone that's greater, stronger, more powerful than I, God Almighty. That's humility. And he said, I tested you. I humbled you. I tested you to see what was in your heart. And I started to think about even our journey as a church. As we've been in this building expansion, as we go into this new season, go into 2018, and we're expecting God to do some incredible things. We have a big vision for our community, a big vision for our city. But as I was thinking about this, what was on my heart is, God, I don't want to forget what you've taught us in the painful moments. And then I started jotting down some of those lessons that were painful, that were hard. Some of those lessons where I was on my knees crying, weeping before God. Some of those lessons that I thought, I'm never going to make it through this. I started writing some of those lessons down. And boy, I could list them one after another, but we don't have time this morning for it. But I'll never forget one of those lessons. I've told you this before. I have so many over the years. Many of you know that we started at the corner of 44th and Palina, 1986, 18 people, a handful of us, mainly college aged. We were poor. We were dumb. We were zealous. We had a lot of lessons to be learned. But God can take the naivety and passion of youth to do some things. How about it? Never despise those that are young, because God can start when they're young. But we had a lot of learning to do, a lot of maturity, and we were just a handful of people gathering, having a vision that, God, maybe you could do this. Little did we know that that group of 18 would one day be a church of 7,000 people meeting in 42 worship services around the city of Chicago and planting churches in other places. We didn't know that at the time. We just knew that we needed God. And I'll never forget, probably a year into it, I was a 22-year-old pastor walking down Rockwell, about 43rd and Rockwell. I was walking down, I was praying, and I was very overwhelmed. I was saying, God, we're so poor. We don't have leaders. We don't have musicians. We know our building has fallen apart. Our budget is pathetic. And we're just, I feel like you want us to make a difference, but we have nothing to make a difference. Have you ever had one of those moaning to God times? Wah, 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 wah. And I'll never forget feeling like the Holy Spirit stopped me right in my tracks on the walk, on the sidewalk, about 43rd and Rockwell. Little did I know that we'd have a church there years later, but right there, stopped in my tracks. And I felt like the Holy Spirit stopped me right there and spoke very clearly and powerfully to my soul. I felt like God said to me at that time, don't worry about what you don't have. I want you to focus on what you do have. And if you will be faithful, if you will be faithful with what you do have, oh, that's a big lesson.
This concludes the first half of our message called Refresh Your Memory, which is from our current series called See the Change. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. And as I mentioned earlier, Straight Talk Radio is a ministry of Pastor Mark, and if you would like a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. You can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find over 200 messages from Pastor Mark and a Bible app that will help you with your spiritual walk. Before you go, we invite you to visit us at our Midway location where you can hear Pastor Mark in person. It's 5101 South Keeler in Chicago near Midway Airport. If you're on the train, it's the Orange Line at the Pulaski stop. Join us at 9:30 or 11:30 a.m. Thank you so much for listening, and on behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the entire Straight Talk team, have a great evening. God bless.